This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. As we enter the late July growing period, the weather nationally is for the most part cooperating during a key part of the growing season. We will hear more next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
There are not any major weather concerns for the stretch run of July, says USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We don't have any bad weather in the Midwest in sight.
This week, corn lost 1% in the good to excellent rating, gaining 1% in the poor or very poor category.
This week at 67% good to excellent, 10% very poor to poor.
Rippey says there were no changes in soybean ratings this week.
68% good to excellent, 8% very poor to poor.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX. The timing of fungicide application is critical for both corn and soybeans, says Northwest Iowa BEX agronomist Eric Bartels.
PFR, Practical Farm Research, is 60 years old this year, but one of the big things that we like to do there is to test different treatments, different management to help farmers be more successful. And there's a lot of products in there that are PFR proven, where we've seen them at least 3 years with positive ROIs at many locations, but none of those products do we sell. So it's very third-party, very unbiased data. What we see with fungicides, there's critical times to be treating our crop, and that is R1 or VT on corn at tassel time, early reproductive stage. We've seen the best returns, and also R3 on soybeans. R3 is where you have a pod at least 3/16 of an inch long in the top four nodes. That's the critical time. That's the sweet spot for the best return on investment for fungicides in beans.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BEXHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.